In just a minute, Carl gives in to his deepest rhymal urges in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, though, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Julia, there was anger and concern at the United Nations headquarters in New York City after a major security breach allowed WHO access to secured areas at the UN.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Who let that man in here? Why is he rearranging the sign in that funny way? No, I'll give you a hint. He distracted security guards by tossing them a bucket of extra crispy.
Extra crispy?
Yes.
It's got to be the colonel. The colonel?
It's the colonel, yes. Amy just poached it.
Oh,
the Colonel
sorry.
Sanders.
No. Colonel Sanders.
Colonel Sanders.
He's dead.
He's dead.
But apparently...
Unfair question.
UN personnel are not aware of this.
Oh, I see.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC, came up with a crazy scheme to promote its new grilled chicken. They sneak a guy dressed as Colonel Sanders into the UN. They have him meet important people. He gets his picture taken at the UN podium. Here's the thing. It worked. You know, he's a colonel. They thought he engineered a coup somewhere. Was running Greece, maybe. I don't know.
But they must have thought... They thought it would work. Otherwise, it would be...
Well, I know. I don't think they thought it would get this far. The colonel got all the way to meeting General Assembly President Ali Treki of Libya before... He was finally caught.
Oh,
it's the worst fast food-related scandal at the UN since they seated the Burger King on the Security Council.
And to describe the Hamburglar's reign of terror as anything other than a kleptocracy...
I know.
Patently false.
And can you imagine the poor guy who had to do the translation for the grimace? Like, I just don't understand it. He seems hungry, though. Luke, these days, ostentatious wealth out. But a fancy British design company has released a luxury bedding line more in line with today's downmarket aesthetic. It's inspired by what group of Americans?
Homeless people?
Yes, indeed.
No!
How did you know?
I tried to think of the bed I would least like to sleep in, and I just thought of under the freeway.
Pretty much that's the aesthetic.
Bed.
Have you ever seen one of these guys, poor man or woman, sleeping in the sidewalk covered by a big sheet of cardboard, and you said to yourself, hey, I like your look? Well, for about $100, you can buy a flat sheet from this company. It's printed to look like a sidewalk. And you can also get a duvet cover and pillowcases that look like duct-taped cardboard boxes. It's generated some criticism for its insensitivity. On the other hand, it's on back order, so people like it. Now, about 30% of the profits benefit a charity that helps the homeless. That means 70% of the proceeds go to people who have no souls. Speaking of zombies. One homeless man interviewed about the cardboard box duvet cover responded, quote, what the hell is a duvet cover?
It took me getting married before I realized there's a top sheet.
I know.
I mean, honestly, really? I was like, there's a blanket. I put some towels down. I'm, like, not far off from that guy under the bridge. It's getting real on this. Wait, don't tell me.
Julia, it has recently come to light that at the Washington Redskins FedEx Field, you can buy... That's never happened before. I've never had a panelist throw herself in front of the question yelling, no!
She's really, you're really putting the system on trial.
She did it in slow motion, too.
That's great.
Wow.
Go ahead.
It's amazing. It has recently come to light that at the Washington Redskins FedEx Field, at their stadium where they play, you can buy beer where?
In the bathroom.
Exactly right. You got it.
She just tapped into her own personal dream.
There you are.
And it happened to be true.
At Washington's FedEx Field, men can now purchase their next beer while they're saying goodbye to the last one. Fan videos show beer vendors staking out the line for the urinals in the restroom. As unsanitary as it may seem, it's a brilliant business plan because you know your customers are coming back to you. It's like selling American cars next to the scrap heap. FedEx Field says it will stop the practice, and instead they'll institute a new service in which you can pay to have your beer poured directly down the toilet, saving you the time and trouble of bringing it there yourself.
You know, it's when they put the urinal cake right in the beer that they just, you know, cut out the...
They do that only for wheat beers, though. Yeah. It's a tradition.
You can dunk that like a cookie.
Don't be gross.
Could be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink.